Sturgeon County plans to use tax breaks to bring more solar farms and agribusinesses to its neighborhood. Sturgeon County Council voted 6-1, Count. Matthew McLennan opposed, December 13, in favor of its major investment incentives bylaw. The bylaw offers tax breaks to solar power and value-added agriculture projects which choose to locate in Sturgeon County. Value-added projects worth at least $20 million can get a 1.5% tax break on their eligible capital costs for up to 10 years if they build in the county, or 2% if their project meets various environmental, social, and governance criteria, a report to council showed. Council heard that value-added agriculture projects could theoretically locate anywhere in the world but could be influenced by tax incentives. A 2% tax break on a $20 million value-added project would cost the county $400,000 after 10 years, or about 35% of the project's tax revenue. Solar farms worth at least $200 million can get a 1% tax break on their eligible capital costs for 10 years if they build in the county's portion of the Alberta's industrial heartland. Council heard that solar farms were less influenced by incentives, as they often wished to build in specific locations next to specific customers, but could be justified as council wanted to attract clean energy development. A 1% tax break on a $200 million solar project would cost the county $2 million after 10 years, or 15% of the project's tax revenue. Council heard that projects must create at least 50 construction and 30 permanent jobs to qualify for these incentives, and that the incentives would not cover more than 80% of a project's annual tax hike. McLennan opposed the incentives, calling them central economic planning, a reference to the economic practices of the former Soviet Union, and subsidies to big business. Mayor Alana Natiu disagreed with McLennan's characterization of the incentives, and said municipal governments were responsible for economic development under provincial law. "I'd prefer to get a smaller percentage of something instead of 100% of nothing," she said. Count. Neil Camo said these incentives were necessary if the county was to get the development needed to fund projects such as paving Meadowview Drive and getting broadband internet to residents.